stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday.
Monday.
February 13th.
Rainy Monday.
It's not really rainy. Come on.
It is disgusting.
That's not rain.
It sucks out.
That's not rain. We're not getting any rain here. You know that?
It's not even enjoyable out. Like, if it's going to rain, let it rain. Like, it's just, like, in between.
Exactly. Sucks. Exactly. That's what I say, you know.
Yeah,
it
but
barely
still.
Ever rains here. But, okay, I don't know why you take it so hard. I mean, you know.
I do. I take it really hard. 99.9%
of the year, we have sunny days.
Yeah, you know, but it's, like, depressing. And I want to go outside. I want to run. I want to go to the, like, canyon. I want to hike. I want to be one with nature. I can't do that in the freaking rain where it's cold.
Yeah, but
out.
You have to do that every day?
Yes.
Really?
I do.
Wow.
Or I go insane.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm kind of like a country
bumpkin. You
got to
be with nature, huh?
I am. I'm like a country bumpkin.
Yeah.
I really am. I'm like a redneck country bumpkin in so many ways. Can you tell that already? Come on.
I haven't figured it out yet.
I'm really hard to figure out. That's true. I don't know if my one can. But yeah, it's like I need to get away. I need to clear my head and be outside with nature. And I can't. If it's raining and it's warm out, then that's sexy.
Yeah.
But it's freaking cold out. Mm. I don't like it. Not one bit.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, what can I tell you?
Yeah. At least we're not on the East Coast where it gets all frizzy hair and all that.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Although my hair's all frizzy today. I kind of
yeah, what happened to your hair today?
I stuck my finger in an electric socket, and this is what happened.
Okay.
I'm serious, Sam. Didn't you know that can actually happen? That's what girls do. It's like this new thing where you stick your finger in an electric socket and like zzz, and all of a sudden your hair's like, you know.
Oh, crazy. So it's a new method of setting your hair. I see.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll adopt it.
No, it's called a three barrel, and I did it for the event on Saturday, which went awesome, by the way. Thanks for asking.
I was going to ask you. That was the next question.
Uh-huh, sure. Yeah, I go crazy, so I have, like, crazy hair. It's like, I don't know, like, lion rawr, kind of whatever. Anyway, oh. I'm
so this is because you had it done on Saturday?
I did it myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a three-barrel thing, and it gets all crazy, and I don't know, it's kind of like...
What's a three-barrel thing?
It's like an iron, kind of, that's got, like, three irons together.
Oh.
So when you iron your hair, or, like, when you curl your hair, it's like it, like, makes waves, like beach waves. So for those of you that can't see me, because you can't see me, I have, like, beach-tussled hair, but it's, like, really, really wavy, like I stuck my finger in an electric socket, kind of.
Right. But you have thick hair, right?
So I do.
Yeah, it's always harder to manage. I know when I was younger, my hair was like, I hated it. You know, it would never go where I wanted it to.
Yeah, I have problems like that a lot. But now when I do it like this, I kind of like it. It's just like wild, animalistic, crazy.
Yeah.
And it kind of just goes wherever. And it's like this, I don't know, it's really edgy, sexy. So
yeah. Like Sheena, Queen of the Jungle or
kinda,
something.
Kind of, yeah. It's like, it looks like a perm, but it's not. I don't know. But it looks kind of funky. So I think I might keep it like this for a little bit.
Yeah, what the hell? Why not?
I don't know. I get in crazy moods. You know, it beats changing my hair color all the time, which is what I do. So, I'll just do some weird shit.
Cool.
Like this. Yeah.
Well, in a few minutes, we're going to talk to an author who wrote a book on how to effortlessly attract the women you want. And I thought, you know, last week we talked to a woman about how men should approach women. So today we'll find out from a guy.
Well, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. It should be interesting. So so tell me, how did the thing go on Saturday?
Thanks for coming and thanks for asking. Gee, I was wondering when you were going to ask.
Really?
It went amazing. In fact, everyone that said they were going
to
show up.
You noticed I didn't show up? That's interesting because there was like a lot of people.
I know,
right.
But I was wondering.
Wow.
And I have a checklist.
I'm honored.
See, you should. I have a checklist. Everyone that said they were going to show up except for you. No, I'm not kidding.
I never said I'd show up. I said maybe.
Yeah, but I already knew it was going to be a no. Maybes with men always mean no.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
That's not true.
No, pretty much. It means you already have your mind made up and you're just trying to like be nice and say it. Dude, I
That's
get men.
That's not true.
Yeah?
That's not true.
It
no.
is, unless I
On
can
On Friday,
see
I was thinking maybe I'll go.
Why didn't you?
I had things to do.
Things to do, places to be, people to do.
No, I do. I do have to work on Saturday. You know, don't think I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It was from 10 to 5.
Okay, I know. Okay.
I'm like, seriously?
Stop antagonizing me about it. Okay, so tell us how it was.
It went great. I mean, Friday night, I actually went in and I decorated. I was
right.
until like 2 in the morning.
Just to remind us what this was about.
It was a pre-Grammy event. So it was Celebrity Spa Day for Maya Medical and for Complete Trinity Colon Hydrotherapy, which are in North Hollywood. They're amazing. Mm. And it was for a chance for celebrities to come and try out the spas, basically, for free.
Right.
To see what it's like and get ready and primp themselves for the Grammys or for Valentine's Day, since it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it was really fun and really successful. Everyone showed up that said they would, except for you.
sure.
I couldn't give you shit for a while. It was great. We had a lot of beverages by Peace Tea, and they had this new drink that just came out that's like so amazing. I love as well. And chocolates and, you know, wine, champagne. So anyway, Friday
wow.
night. Yeah, it was great.
I sure missed out.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So and it's decorated. I actually interior decorated the whole place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's totally different than you've seen before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really sexy feel. It's darker.
Wow.
It's bamboo on the walls and... I did a lot of work, but
wow.
I was there till 2 in the morning.
So they're going to keep it that way?
They're going to keep it that way,
really?
Yeah. So I was there till 2 in the morning, and I got pretty silly.
2 in the morning?
Yeah, because I was, like, decorating, and like I was there all day. It was just insane. So then I went there Saturday for the event, got there really early to set up, whatever, and, you know, the champagne. So when in Rome, you just kind of, you know... get surrounded and finish a few bottles of champagne. So that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
But we had a lot of press that came.
Were you able to enjoy the party while you were drinking and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I was working the whole time because making sure my job
That's
was
true.
To make sure, like, and we had so many people come through, so many celebrities that we had like 8 different rooms, or actually we had like 12 different rooms going on. I forgot about the massage. 12 different rooms go on. And I had to make sure like every room was taken. And I'm so glad it was like boom, 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 because it was like one point it was like a little overwhelming and like, shit, there's so many people. But it was good. It was good. It wound up being really smooth. Everyone was really happy. And if anyone has a chance to check out Maya Medical or they need their colon drained, they can go to Complete Trinity Colon Hydrotherapy.
Yeah.
So,
that
yeah,
would be cool. Yeah.
Yeah, you should
Except
do it.
I would never do it. But
you know, a lot of guys say that, and we talked a lot of guys into doing it, and they walked out and they were amazed.
No,
really
I'm sure.
Were.
I'm sure. It's just, guys have a problem with things going upside inside their ass.
It's only,
stuff, you know?
Yeah, but it's only like half an inch, not even, and it's like as thin as a straw.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
and so
all.
You don't even feel it. Yeah,
wow.
You don't even. And that's the biggest thing, because men are like, oh my God, what is it? But she'll go through everything and say, this is what it is. This is all it is. It's a pencil.
Right.
That's literally what it is. Not even, and it's only half an inch that it goes in. And it's a whole different way of doing it. And the men that came out were like, wow. I mean, because it flattens your stomach right away. You just feel lighter and less. You, it detoxes you. It gets rid of any skin conditions you have. If you have that, if you're tired, it gets rid of, I mean, it literally like jumpstarts your whole system again. It's really important for men to do.
Yeah.
Because of cancer.
That's true. I mean, it does sound pretty good.
Yeah. A lot of athletes do it, like I was saying. Like a lot of the Clippers and the Lakers actually come in there to get it done. So it's not like a, you know.
Yeah.
Because athletes need to. You actually perform better. And then when you're running and things like that, if you're active, it's way better.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. So success.
Success, huh?
Yeah.
So you like to organize things like that?
I do. And then I'm helping out with another one in 2 weeks for the Oscars. But it'll be less stress because it's not my event. It's my friend's event. He helped me a little on this one, just with some talent. And then I'm going to help him with some sponsors on that one and some talent. So it's more, this time it's him to freak out and me to just to kick back.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like,
just come and enjoy
yourself. Now it's my turn to enjoy.
Yeah.
So it'll be good, but I still have just a lot of work to do with it. But and then I wound up in the editing room all day yesterday. So I had to get my shit together for myself for something I'm working on. So I wound up being in editing all day yesterday and all night. So,
really?
Yeah.
What is it, for TV or something or what?
I needed to get my reels done. I turned them in for certain projects and we had to edit something else. So
I see. Okay, so it's your reel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
well, they added
cool.
another project. So
right.
we just had to get we have to get my shit in gear.
Yeah.
So it's literally work right now.
Okay, well,
yeah. You
know, it's not going to kill you, I'm sure.
No.
Work is good.
Yeah, I'll just drink champagne.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
No, it's all good. How was your weekend? What did you wind up doing?
My weekend was pretty good, I guess. Well, we watched the Grammys last night.
Oh, I forgot that happened.
You forgot about the Grammys.
I was in editing. I'm sorry, duty calls.
Wow.
I know. I'm so.
I know, but you did like a party, a pre-Grammy party.
I know.
You watched the Grammys.
When I come in, I'm in work mode, and nothing can stop me from focus. Even though I get really sidetracked easily, and I am a party person. I love it, but when I'm in work mode, I'm in work mode.
Yeah.
So no, I forgot they were on. And,
yeah.
I don't know.
I know. I didn't watch that much of it, you know, but I mean, there's some things that were pretty cool. Katy Perry gave you a good performance there. Who else? Adele, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I never got her, you know, because I never listened to her.
Right.
You know, so I never understood all the commotion and all the attention she gets. But she does have a good voice.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
She's really incredible.
Six Grammys she won last night.
Wow.
That's a lot.
I believe it. She's just amazing. She's incredible.
Yeah, she was nominated for everything, you know?
Yeah.
She blew everybody out of the water, I'm telling you. There were some good artists there.
Mm-hmm.
But, she managed to do it. So it's definitely her year.
Yeah.
You know, and... They did a tribute to Whitney Houston, of course.
Yeah.
Which is very sad. We didn't discuss that yet.
I can't believe it. But I mean, you knew. We knew. I love her. I think she's great. She's an incredible person. I mean, was an incredible singer growing up. Listened to her. But you knew she was involved in drugs.
Yeah.
You know? We have all known that for years.
Yeah. But these are a person's demons, you know? And I don't think you can fault them for it. It's just things that happen, you know? And, you know, people have difficulties with their personality, with their moods, with... things like that, and they get involved in drugs, you know?
Well, it's a lot in this scene, too. I think people, you know, like, it's a lot easier access here. But I also feel like, I mean, I know it's hard. If you're an addict, you're an addict. But I don't know. I just feel like if you have all that money and stuff, then go off to Betty Ford or somewhere that's amazing and get the treatment you need. But then again, you have to want to help yourself, so.
Yeah, and I'm sure they've tried, you know? But some people are just, like, so hooked that it's hard, you know? And they don't... But we don't know why she died yet, so we can't jump to conclusions.
Drugs.
But, she probably OD'd on something, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty sad stuff, man.
I know.
You know, she was... she's really talented. I mean, you know, her singing and everything. I mean, she took the world by storm when she first came out.
I remember.
And something like this Adele phenomenon.
Yeah, you're right.
And
it was way back, though. Like,
yeah, it was.
Early 80s,
yeah,
right?
She was young and...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was different then, but... nevertheless, her music is amazing. And like you said, you know, I think a lot of people expected something like this because of her lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, just being in the industry, it can be, once you're sucked in, you're sucked in. It's really hard.
Yeah, and I don't think people are like really made by nature to deal with so much fame and attention, you know, and I think it screws you up completely. You know, because you don't know if people want to be with you because of who you are or because of what you are.
Right.
And also, you know, people want to be with you and they want to smother you and all these things. And it's like, I think it gets to your head.
It does. But also, I feel like you need to have a tight-knit group around you. I mean, I've hung around a lot of, you know, I've been in the industry for a long time and I've hung around a lot of big names. And it's just, if you have a really good group of people around you, then you're fine.
Mm.
You just have to be, to know, you have to be grounded. That's the main thing. You have to be grounded. You really do. And just focus. And, I mean, people go through their shit. I have a really good friend of mine who's really well known and he's been through shit and he's been clean for a while and he's amazing. Like, I think he's a really good example and a good inspiration for people because he's been sober for a while and totally cleaned up and totally an amazing person.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, everyone goes through their demons for a bit, but it's just a matter of having a good support group around you to get out of it.
That's true. It's hard to do it by yourself. You know, you definitely need people around you.
Family.
And like you said, you have to want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just going to happen.
I know.
But, you know, some people have to hit bottom before they realize what's going on.
This is so true. And it's just like, you know, for people, like you look at Lindsay Lohan, people like that, well, then she doesn't have a good team around her. Then, I mean, look, her family's fucked up anyway. So obviously they're not really there. And who does she really have? So that's hard. You really need family and you really need good friends. And if you grew up in the industry, maybe it probably is a little bit harder because you don't know anything else besides your friends are the people you work on set with. And you know what I mean? You grow up and you're all everywhere. And so that's got to be hard.
Yeah.
As opposed
and
to
it's
like,
unusual. I don't think anything prepares you for something like that.
No.
You know?
I don't think so either, but I don't know.
All right. Anyway. Well, let's call our guest, and we call Richard La Ruina, I believe it is. La Ruina?
Oh, we're calling him, or is he calling
us? We're calling him today, yeah. And some people prefer when we call them, so we'll call them, you know.
Hi.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you.
Good.
I'm all right.
Yeah. did we wake you up or something?
No, I woke up at like 7 today.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Where are we calling you? Where are you?
I'm in New York.
Oh, in New York. Wow.
Yeah, the book's out. I've just been in L.A. for a few days. Otherwise, I'm in America, you know, just generally in New York doing stuff for the book. So.
Oh.
I just want to hear you talk because it's really sexy.
Yeah, you like the accent. Huh?
Yeah, you got me at the accent. You got me at hello.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all you need. Just get the accent.
Yeah, exactly.
So you live in the UK, I believe, right? And then you came here to do your book tour?
Yeah, I'm from the UK, but I'm always traveling, so I was just in Brazil for a couple of months, and I've been to a lot of countries now.
Oh, nice. Thanks to the book, promoting the book and everything, or just traveling?
It's kind of all different stuff. So I've got a business in England and in America where we train guys live, so we have like seminars and things. And
right.
I was working really, really hard on that, but now I've got like a team of trainers, so I can just be chilling in different places usually.
Chilling like a villain.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at that. I see the pickup artist training, become a pickup artist. This is kind of awesome in a way. I mean, but then again, what if, for example, like I went through a period where I was a player. I really am. I went through my period of I could play any guy I wanted back in the day. So, I mean, this is like training for men. What if there's like, okay, a woman who wants to like be a pickup artist? Could you do that too?
Yeah, I've given advice to women. Normally, women are wanting to like find the right guy and keep him.
Yeah.
So they're not like asking, they don't normally have to approach guys and be confident and funny and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've done some training for women, and we've got something going on in England doing that.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, let's focus on the men for now.
No,
they have a lot of books for women. And
just being a brat.
So, Richard, your book is The Natural, How to Effortlessly Attract the Women You Want. And yep. I think it's very relevant. Last week we had a woman that said we had to change our game in order to approach women and stuff. And I thought it'd be interesting to have your opinion and view on this. So, Now, I read a little bit background about you, and apparently you were not always a pickup artist. But you had difficulties dating women in the beginning, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what makes me, you know, I think a good teacher is that I used to be really, really, really bad. So I've got all of the problems. I've been through all of the problems that guys have out there. When I was 21, I still hadn't kissed a girl, hadn't been on a date.
Wow.
And when I was 25, I'd only had one girlfriend. So I was really, 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 far behind, and I was lonely and depressed and all of that stuff. So I can relate to guys out there, no matter how bad things are for them.
Right. Mm. And so what was the reason? I mean, you were shy or lack
of confidence?
Yeah,
I was really, really shy. Uh-huh. I moved schools when I was like 13, and I was bullied in the new school, and I moved to a new city. I just lived with my mum, so I didn't have like the male role model or the big family around. So, you know, only child, single parent, moving house, bullied at school. So I just kind of went into my shell and didn't have friends, didn't socialize, and I missed out on all those years where, you know, guys figure out how to talk to girls.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you figured you're going to make up for all that lost time, and you'll figure out how to pick up a lot of women. So,
well, you have to, I had to talk to loads. I talked to thousands, maybe.
Wow.
Just lots of conversations to figure things out, get good at kind of reading the signs and better at conversation, you know, everything. And over a few years, I kind of figured it all out. And then I realized I could teach it because I had, you know, I'd gone through the steps myself.
Right. Now, did you have a mentor or anything that would teach you these things?
I did, yeah. I met one guy once who was just really, really, really incredible with women and very confident. He thought he was like amazing, even though he wasn't that good looking. He didn't have that much for him, but it was just, you know, pure confidence and beliefs. And I didn't have him. So, you know, I met this guy and I was like, you know, I need to be friends with a guy like this. So yeah. You know, I bought him a drink and made friends with him, and we spent a lot of time together, and I have to give him a lot of credit. And over the years, there have been a few people like that that I've not really learned from, like, officially in classes or things like that, but just from spending time, I've picked up skills from it.
What do you think is the thing that hurts men the most? Do you think it's the confidence of going up and actually approaching and starting a conversation, or what?
That's normally, you know, they get stuck at different points. So a lot of guys are scared to approach, and then a lot of guys have conversation problems. They run out of stuff to say. They think they're boring. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of guys end up as just friends because they can't kind of go for the kill.
Yeah. Can't deliver the goods, huh?
Well, exactly, you know, yeah. I have a lot of guy friends. That's true. And I would never.
Yeah, probably some of them don't want to be friends so much. You know?
Probably.
They're thinking of something more.
Yeah, exactly. Most men, I think, they're okay being friends, but I think ultimately all men would like to take you to bed, you know, or most. I'm not going to say all, but...
a little tussle.
Yeah.
A one-night tussle.
Yeah. So, Richard, tell us a little bit about your techniques and everything. I think, would you say the hardest thing is actually approaching a woman?
That's the first thing, yeah. Obviously. And if you can't do that, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
So yes, it's important, and you know, a lot of guys get drunk before they approach any women, and then it makes them do it in kind of a sleazy drunk guy way.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's a lot of problems to do with the approach, mm-hmm. and guys can kind of desensitize themselves to that fear. You know, go to some place where you don't know anyone and where you don't know where stuff is, and ask for directions. If you smoke, go out with your lighter. So you're always asking people for a lighter and getting a chance to get into conversation. Mm-hmm. When you see a woman that you know you find really attractive, just go over and say, you know, I saw you and I just had to tell you you're absolutely stunning. Have a good day. And then go away.
Do they like to hear this? I mean, I would imagine she probably hears it all day.
No, but they see they hear it from guys that then want something from her. But just say that and then say, have a good day. And just get comfortable approaching as the first step. Once you've got that, you can start, you know, stacking on things to the conversation. That would be in the daytime, though, that approach. And it works well in the daytime because you're not drunk and she's not having it all the time. But in a bar, the line would need to be slightly different.
Right.
Probably not a compliment.
Yeah. So what would you do at a bar, for example? How would you approach without risking sounding like, you know, just delivering a line?
Buy me a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, you don't want to be using lines, and I don't nowadays. But in the book, I give a bunch of lines because I know that guys want them and need them, you know, when they're stuck for things to say. So quick example is you could go up and you could say, are you confident enough to accept a sincere compliment?
You know, I would literally be like, what? Huh?
So you say yes, and then I'd be like, good, so am I. You go first.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's funny. If you come across, I think, too, like a lot of women like witty humor or like you being hilarious. We like you to be smart. Right. So if you come across with a line that's like cheesy as hell, I'm going to be like, get the hell away from me, you douchebag.
If the guy's a cool dude and he's kind of delivering it tongue in cheek, then you appreciate it. You know,
I do.
When he's serious about the ridiculous line that is. You know, it's not going to work.
If it's really witty and funny, then I'm like, all right, and next, what else are you going to say? And then it kind of goes into a conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
But how many different things can he say? You know, I mean, the thing is that you expect him not to deliver lines or anything. But the point is that how many things can you say to a woman?
You can be clever.
Yeah.
Use your wit.
Yeah,
it's tough to get, you know, the opening line is not magic, you know, it won't make her want you. It's just to get you into a conversation.
Right.
So don't put too much pressure on the opening line and just be prepared to have a relaxed, comfortable conversation afterwards, which means not asking her tons of questions, making more statements, and having interesting things to the questions she asks you, you know. So when women become a little bit interested, they start asking, what do you do and stuff. Don't kill it by giving really boring answers. If you have a boring job, at least say, you know, my job's boring, it's this, but what I really love is this, and, you know, be passionate about something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the big thing. Yeah. We notice when people are passionate about something.
Right.
Yeah.
And you probably notice when someone doesn't have the confidence or, you know, because they're, like, probably stumbling over the words and stuff. You
mm-hmm.
know, so.
For sure.
Yeah. So, So you were like until 21, you didn't have any girlfriends or women or anything. Huh?
I didn't even have a date. I didn't get a number. Nothing at all.
Wow. And you're pretty cute. Like, I'm looking you up now. You're hot.
Yeah.
I've worked a little bit on my appearance. And
yeah.
At school, I was called ugly back then. I got called all kinds of names. But yeah, I've done what I can with my appearance, and yeah. It's something that gave me confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I recommend guys, you know, can work on their fashion and do the things, fix the things that kind of held them back mentally. So not what other people say, but the things that, you know, affect their confidence. If
right.
they can do something about it, then it will make you more confident. When you're more confident, you get better results.
Right.
Absolutely.
And what you're talking about really is having a complete package. You don't want to just have the lines or be able to talk to her, but you want to look good, you want to smell good. And
yeah, a good way to think about it is think of the kind of woman you want, and then think about if you're right for her as you are.
Right.
If you're not, you might need to do some work on yourself.
Right.
If you're already, you know, a cool guy and you've got things together and it's just this one aspect, then fine. But, you know, if you're a guy that, you know, just plays computer games all day and, you know, doesn't have much going on, then it's good to take a wider approach and not just focus on lines and things, but, you know, think about how can I become more attractive generally.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, do you think it would make some kind of sense to take maybe a friend with you, sort of like a wingman or something, and that would that help
sometimes.
A little bit?
Well, I think we've all got friends that mess things up for us.
Yeah,
you know,
see, I think
they come
no.
over and say, like, why are you talking to this guy?
Or,
yeah, exactly.
He's bothering you and stuff. Sorry about him. And
yeah.
All this. But, a guy that can motivate you and make you feel good is great. If you go out, you're having fun together, perfect. And, you know, if he can kind of push you and encourage you, that's brilliant. But most of our friends, it's sad to say, can hold us back.
Yeah, and I agree too. And I also think it's hard to approach a girl when, like, if I'm sitting at a bar and I notice I'm with a girlfriend or whatever, and then two guys come up and it's like, okay, one guy's cool and the
yeah.
other isn't. I'm not going to go off and talk, as much as I think the other guy's really cool, I can't, my girlfriend's like annoyed, like, come on, I can't talk to the other guy. This sucks.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a, you know,
yeah.
it puts a little damper.
That's true, yeah. But I think it's also, but it's harder to approach a woman when she's like with a lot of people around her and you're alone.
Buy me a drink.
In some ways it
buy me
is.
A drink and I'll talk to you.
Just buy you a drink.
There's a way.
But how do I know what drink you want?
The one benefit to a group is that she feels more relaxed. When she's on her own, she won't be so comfortable. When she's in a group, they're kind of like, you know, let's see what this guy's got.
Uh-huh.
And if he does okay, it makes him look even more confident because
uh-huh.
he's approached a group.
Right.
If there's a few women, I use this one and I put it in the book. They're talking and I kind of go up and say, you guys talking about me? And they're like, no. And I'm like, why not?
And I'd be like, well, come join my group because now we're talking about you. Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Okay, so we're talking to Richard. Is it Laruina, your last name?
Yeah, perfect.
Laruina.
Okay. The Natural, How to Effortlessly Attract the Women You Want. And I see your book was just released this month, right?
Yeah, and it's doing well. It's in the top 50 on Amazon. So
yeah, I know. I saw it. It's like number 36 or something, I think.
That's great.
Yeah, it's amazing. Number 34 today. You must be really proud.
I'm really happy. I was working really hard, and you know, but people are getting it now. They're sending emails saying they really like it and stuff. So it feels good, yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
That's awesome.
Now, also, finally, you have the pickup artist training groups
yeah.
that Brigetta brought up a few minutes ago. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, yeah, it's kind of where guys can come to us and learn live because, you know, like you said, one of the big things is, you know, the guys are scared to get started, to approach, or they don't have good friends to go out with.
Mm-hmm.
So they come to us, they spend a weekend with us, and we take them out to bars and clubs. We give them things to say and kind of give them feedback, body language, eye contact conversation, and, you know, blast through their sticking points and hopefully fix their problems. So we've been doing that for a few years, and the results are really good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you guys do like a dating thing too, like speed dating or anything like weird like that, like set up dates for people? That'd be funny. We should do that.
We've done it a few times. I mean, personally, I've introduced a lot of people, you know, like when I have a super cool customer, I just mm-hmm. think of a woman that I know that's like, you know, we're all the nice guys.
Right.
And then you know, I introduce them and we've had a couple of good success stories, a few marriages even.
Oh, wow.
But we don't officially do like the matchmaking stuff.
Yeah.
It's more unofficial.
Right. Got it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, yeah, and it's very relevant. I can see why the book is doing very well. I think men really need some advice, you know, because we are the ones that are taking the risk here, you know. We are the ones that have to take the initiative. So there's got to be some kind of a science and an art to it.
Not always, because sometimes I'll pick up dudes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. Most of the time it is traditional for the men to, you know, take out girls. And you're right.
Right.
And it's like, how do you make that initial, like, contact? How do you go up and approach someone? I get
it. It's breaking the ice. I think that's the whole thing, you know, because once you're there, if you get her, if you see that she's interested, it's not a problem. You just develop a conversation and everything takes it from there. I think once you break the ice, and like you said, Richard, if you're like decent looking and groomed and everything, I don't see why they wouldn't start talking to you too.
Grooming is a huge key.
Right.
Huge key. Yeah. I notice fingernails and toes. I do.
I guess women notice all these things.
We
do. Yeah.
Wear gloves and shoes and then it's cool.
Yeah. Now, Richard, what's in the future for you? Are you planning a family or are you just enjoying dating?
I've got a girlfriend at the moment. We're not going to be together on Valentine's Day. It's really sad. You know, back in Europe, but things are good. And I'm 31 now, so I'm starting to think about, you know, settling down and things like that. And it's definitely what I want in my future.
Right.
Nice.
Now, if people want to find out about your training classes, where do they go? Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's all on puatraining.com. There's like a calendar on the front page with the events in America and stuff. So
okay. Yeah, puatraining.com for pickupartisttraining.com.
Awesome.
And Richard, thank you so much for all the info.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's been great.
Very enlightening. And again, congratulations on the book.
Absolutely.
I see it's doing very well. It's number 3 under motivational book. So that's pretty cool.
Tell every guy to go there so I know how to approach women, because I'm tired of cheesiness.
Yeah. Cool. Well, do you have another website for the book too, or should we just go to Amazon? And
yeah, Amazon's good. They're still building the book one. It's late, you know, it's always tough for these web guys, but Amazon's cool.
Awesome.
Okay. All right, Richard, well, thank you so much. The book again is The Natural: How to Effortlessly Attract the Women You Want. And thanks again. All the best to you.
Bye-bye. Oh, that is pretty cool. I mean, I have a friend of mine that is reading a book. I don't know who it's by. And it has a system. It's literally like this guy's talking about a system. And it's literally like, if you don't have the confidence, they told him to go into a nail salon and get your nails done to see what it's like to get your nails done. Like, to see what it's like. Like, because, you know, he wonder why women go and do this. Why do we get our hair done? Why do we do this? Why do we do that? So, or why do we, what do we think the whole grooming's like? So he came with me and we got our nails done and he's like, oh, I see what it's like now. It actually does feel good. I do feel good about this.
Yeah.
And there's literally steps that each chapter has you do a challenge, whether it's like pick up a woman in line at Starbucks, or I think one of them is go into a clothing store and ask the sales associate, hey, I'm looking for a new wardrobe. What do you recommend? And even though if you're not, just go in and talk to the girl and get a girl's opinion on what looks good and what not. And I think it's like going to 3 different stores and ask 3 different women what looks good or what not to kind of gain your confidence, but also to see what these women think style is. And like, hey, am I stylish kind of thing? And they'll be like, oh, I'll do this, do that. So it's actually a really cool book. And he's learning a lot in confidence-wise. And there's lines in there, of course, too, to help him. But I think there's little like, it's really cool because there are little like challenges that you do. And each section has one. You can't move to the next chapter until you finish one.
Right.
So I think it is really cool. And I was like reading some of it. I'm like, this is pretty awesome for a guy. Like, you should know these things. And it does help build confidence. And
yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, for some people it comes naturally, but to some people, it's not, you know, and you have to work on it and practice, just like you do with everything else, you know.
And you're You're right. I think, it's funny because if it comes to guys, like sometimes I'll walk up to anyone pretty much and talk, but then there's times where you just have to, I want to play it cool.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, I'll play it too cool. And I'm like, oh, I'm too cool for school, you know? And I'll do the eye contact thing, like, oh, my God, they're really hot over there. But what do you say?
Yeah.
So I leave it up. I do my signs of, like, I've caught your attention with my eyes. You've seen it. Now you make a move.
Right.
And if they don't, then I'm like, Oh, wow.
But how can a guy know? I mean, how many times do you have to look at them to have eye contact
you
before?
You know, you look a couple of times and you smile and you smile back. And there have been times where, like, I feel like, okay, I have to know who this person is. So before I leave, if I'm, like, in a restaurant or something or wherever, I'll literally walk up and be like, hey, or whatever. I don't know. Whatever the situation is, I'll say something if they don't. But I'll know, like, because they're looking too. And sometimes you just feel like you have to know someone. And you're just like, and so I'll do it. And then there are times where, like, okay, you go out, and then I'm like, damn, when I really like someone, I become, like, shy. What the hell?
No, exactly. And that's what happens to men when they see beautiful women.
It's not at first, they get shy. It's not at first. It's usually, like, once I start talking to someone, and then I become, like, shit, they're really cool. I really like them. Fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so it's after you meet them.
Well, because if they're, okay, if I usually go after more quiet types. Mm. I don't like, duh, because I can't have someone loud like me. Cause it needs to be a good balance.
Fireworks.
Yeah, it needs to be a good balance. But I usually go after more quiet. I like intelligent, quiet types for whatever reason. I do. And I find it more charming. If I'm in a club or a bar, I'm going to go after the guy that's in the corner watching everyone.
Really?
I just find that more sexy.
Yeah.
I don't know why, I just do.
Wow.
So I like the quieter one. Yeah. And so I'll go up and talk to them. And it's funny because it's like sometimes because they're quiet, you have issues eventually like trying to get them to open up and trying to get them to talk. So it's my challenge. Right. But it's also like, oh, gosh, come on. Like, you know, like tell me something here. Work with me. You know? And so that's where I get stuck sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny that. You know, I mean, many women, I think, do not approach men.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it depends. But I guess they should be complimented if you do.
I guess so. I think for me, it's more like, I think it's like an energy. Like, you know, right. When you sense something with someone, you're like, I don't know what it is about that person, but I have to know them.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I'm like, well, I have to. Like, it's just, I need to know. I have to do it. And it's just like, I feel the energy.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm like, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go. I mean, honestly, what's the harm in asking? What, are you going to see them again? Right. Who knows?
That's true.
So might as well.
Yeah.
But then there's situations like me where I go to a cafe and I'll sit there and stare forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and that's like, good. So you're making it easy for some guys.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like, well, just say something, dude. What the hell? I'm here every day. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, I'm kidding. Anyway, I don't know. But yeah, so that's my spiel.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, the thing is that for guys, it's always like, you know, you have to be the pursuer. You know, mm-hmm. So you have to come up with creative things, just like you said. You know, I mean, you don't like to hear lines.
No.
You know, so the thing is, you have to wonder, okay, what am I going to tell her that's not going to sound like a line?
Right.
You know, and then the next step, you know.
Or you could be funny. It could be a line, but it could be something so retarded that you would just be like, what? And then you're like, but I got your attention. And you're like, and that you did. And then, you know, and then you go on. But it's got to be like really... something out there, completely retarded.
Right.
And then I'm like, why would you say that? And then you're like, aha, gotcha. You know, or like something like, so, I don't know. I'm kind of an idiot. So I'm not an idiot, but I appreciate witty, funny, silly humor. Or if it's completely out there, retarded, then I'm like, okay, that was really weird, but it's kind of funny. And then you're like, haha, whatever. All right, got your attention kind of thing. Or whatever you're going to say after. Then you got to be smart from there on.
Right.
But you got my attention. You know.
But, you know, I figure you can't go wrong if you just walk up and introduce yourself. Say, hi, I'm Sam, for example. I just wanted to say hi. And I think you're very attractive or something.
I guess. You know? But then you have to walk away real quick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because then all of a sudden, if you say, I think you're very attractive, then it's automatically like, okay,
well, maybe
now
I won't
you
say
talk
that.
To me. Now you want to talk to me because now you want to fuck me or now whatever. And you
so
know
I
what?
Just
and
say...
now I'm immediately like guarded. I'm immediately guarded because I don't want that in my, like, I was there to buy coffee or I'm there to drink with friends or I'm there to do at the gym working out or wherever you come
approach
me.
See, that's the thing. So...
I don't want you coming out to say... that, because if you do that, then I have my guard up immediately because I'm like, you just want to fuck me. All right, whatever. What?
Yeah, but what? It's probably going to happen even when you're with friends and stuff, too. I mean, you know, like you were just describing.
I mean, it happens all the time, but if you really want to talk to your girl, that's not what you would say.
Okay.
You would not. I mean.
So you wouldn't. Okay. So you wouldn't say. The reason I said that is because he said that, you know, but the thing is.
That's during the day and he walks away.
Oh, okay.
He comes up. He's trying to teach you to confidence. So what he's saying is, which has happened to me before, and I'm like, whoa, that was cool. cool. Mm-hmm. Like someone will come up to me like in the grocery store or wherever I am and they're like, hey, whatever, I just want to let you know I think you're really attractive, or I think you look, this outfit looks amazing on you, or whatever it is. And then, all right, have a great day. And they turn around and leave right away. Yeah. And then I'm sitting there like, what?
Yeah.
You don't want anything from me? Wow. Okay. Wow, that was really cool. And then I want to know more. So then that maybe like if you walked away and then I'm kind of like, that gives me the chance to either I can go up to you and be like, hey, wait, or I just let it go.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. It's the whole point. He was saying do that to build your own confidence of going up to him.
I see. Okay.
If you go up to him and say this, say that, and then you're like, then you expect a conversation out of it. Right. You just stepped on the wrong foot because I'm automatically guarded. Like, great. Well, now I don't want to talk. I mean, cool. Thanks. Awesome. I appreciate it. But now it's like, now I got to sit here and talk to you.
Right.
And I don't want to.
Right.
Maybe. Or maybe I do, but now it's like, you just want to fuck me. And so...
You see, that's the problem.
Now it's uncomfortable.
You see, that's the problem that men face. It's
but
like, you want to approach the woman, and maybe you're not into like fucking her right away, but that's what she thinks.
We think it, yeah, because yeah. That's what so many douchebags have. I mean, that's just what happens now.
Right.
But if you come up to us and you come up with a creative line, or you're just, I mean, if you're at the bar, if we're sitting here at the bar both ordering a drink, and then I'm here waiting, and then you make a comment on, or if we just like, I've had this happen before, where a guy sitting next to me, I can feel him looking at me, and I'm like, oh, he's kind of cool, and I'm like, hey, and he's like, hey, and he'll say something like, you've been waiting here forever, here, I'll get whoever's first. Someone's done that, and I've done this before too. Whoever first, we'll get the other drink, kind of thing, and I'm like, okay. You know, and that's kind of like, so if he gets her first and she's like, okay, can I take your order or whatever? And he's like, oh, this and this and whatever she wants. And I'm like, I'll buy your next round. And so he'll buy my round or buy my drink, and then he'll leave and go with his friends. And then, so he doesn't, it's not, you know what I mean? That we don't talk then.
Right.
But then he'll come back around and I'm like, oh, it's my turn. I'll buy yours.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, now what's your name? Okay, now we can talk.
Right.
Because now it's like, you bought me a drink, I bought you a drink. That's kind of cool. We don't know each other. Now we, you know what I mean? Like, it's a cool approach.
Yeah.
And it's like just being cool, like whatever. And then I you're not expecting anything, but it's also like, okay, now I want to get to know you a little bit because that was funny, like how you just did that.
Yeah.
So I think
sounds
being,
a little too complicated, I think, you know, but maybe it's worth it.
It's just doing something and walking away and then coming back. If you're if you're there and you stay there, it's kind of like you don't give us a way to walk out or walk away or give us a chance to come back.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't want to feel trapped either.
Yeah, but they might feel, well, you know, he can't close the deal if he's just walking up, saying hi, and disappears, you know?
No, because then you're like, hey, I'll buy this round, you buy the next one. And then it's like, okay, come find me. And then you come, your job is to come find me.
I see,
you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So then it's like, and you do, and I'm like, oh, back for your drink? Okay then, fine. I do owe you a drink because you did buy mine.
Right.
So there becomes this cool thing, and then you can start talking then.
Right.
So, I don't know, I think it's just, it's less of a, because you do have your own friends, you did walk away, and now you're coming back to be like, I want a drink.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes it less of a pressure of just like, you know, wanting more.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just giving an example.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is that there's always going to be the issues with dating and, you know, and approaching women and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
But definitely the pickup training classes sound pretty good, so...
There you go.
People should check them out and see, you know. I mean, there's always hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to just sit in the corner and not say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there's a beautiful woman there and you'd love to meet her. And, just take a step, you know.
Take a step, yeah.
Yeah.
But like I said before, I usually go after the ones that are quiet in the corner.
Yeah.
Well, that's me, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I don't know, you know, I mean, the thing is, I think in dating, there's so many different ways today to
there
meet
are.
People.
Yeah.
That, you know, going to a bar is probably not the best way
to do
it.
No, it's not. It's really not. And I think it's a lot of, like, a friend of a friend or
right.
those type of things are so much
people
easier.
People you work with,
parties,
you know, but,
small intimate parties, like gatherings and whatnot. Go out. If you have the opportunity to go out to, like, a friend's party, go, because you never know who you're going to meet, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Do even online dating, you know, is cool. You can meet a lot of people. You can go through a lot of people that way and find the one that you want. Speed dating, you know. I wonder what that'd be like. It sounds
I don't know. I think that would be really fun.
You've
I've never
done it?
No, but I think friends of mine are doing it. When are they doing it? Sometime this week. I don't remember when. And I'm like, that would be really fun.
I think
just
so.
Just to do, because I would just get a kick out of doing it just to be fun. Like, I wouldn't be expecting a date out of it, but it would be really funny to, like, find cool people.
Yeah,
and
to meet people and stuff.
And, like, also, I hate to be like this. because I am that girl. But I would do it. I'd want to like film it, put a GoPro on me somewhere and hide it. But I'd want to do it and pretend to be someone else, like for an acting like gig. Yeah. Like literally be like, oh my God, hi. Be a freaking retard. It would be really funny.
They look at you like, what the hell?
But I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like the whole point is, it's for me, and I think it's funny.
Yeah.
But these are things I do to amuse myself. Yeah. You know, I do that. Like the other day, I went out and I talked in an accent the whole time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, why not? I just get in these really silly moods. I'm like, I'm going to let them think I'm from somewhere else. It's just really funny.
So what accents do you do?
Oh, it depends on my mood.
Yeah.
You know, you can do the Southern, you can do redneck, British. I do the British or Australian a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, like if you play a dork, it's even funnier because then it's like really weird reactions. But especially if it's speed dating and then each person you meet, there's like 10 people and you do like a different voice for each one.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be so funny because you know the person like next to you who's moving on to the next date is totally going to be like, but they just did what? And then you'd be like, haha, gotcha. I'm really weird.
Can you do it with a straight face, you think?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, that's the best part. Come on, I'm in acting, of course. But that's what's so funny because I love doing it. But I want to take a GoPro and just film their reactions.
Yeah.
I think it would be so funny to do. So that's probably what I'll do. And I'll let you know what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a GoPro?
Like a GoPro. They're tiny
camera?
Little. Yeah, tiny little cameras that they're waterproof and whatnot. But they're small and you can like hide them in your jacket or places like that.
I see. Okay.
I mean, not that small, but you can hide them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I'll have someone else do it and just, why not?
Yeah. Do you use it sometimes?
Yeah.
For what?
Well, I mean, like just for events and adventures and things like that, they're really easy, like go in your pocket,
go ahead.
And take it out and film like little things. But not for like to be spying.
Oh,
or okay.
Like
that.
So it's
no.
Not like a hidden camera or anything?
Not really. I mean, they're small, but
right.
I mean, for this kind of thing, I would do it just to be freaking hilarious. I'd probably have someone else film it for me so they can get my reaction, my faces, because I think I put on really funny faces sometimes. The things that amuse me, I swear.
Yeah, I know.
I gotta challenge my brain. Sometimes I feel like I have the most intelligent conversation with myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is.
That's important to like yourself.
It is. It's the most intelligent conversation of the day with myself because I only me and I understand myself.
Exactly. You speak the same language.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, I entertain myself. It's pretty funny. Amazing how I entertain myself. If only you knew the things that go on in my brain.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
I can only imagine.
So you would do speed dating? It'd be really fun.
Speed dating would be cool, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be interesting, you know?
I'll let you know when it is, and you can watch me be a retard.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you should do it, too. And see, that's the thing. That would get your confidence up.
Yeah.
To go in and pretend to be different people.
Right.
Because even though, like, and I know you could be screwing up, but then you could be like, dude, I was just joking. And then if they have a sense of humor, they'll be like, wow, that was pretty freaking funny. I didn't know what to think of it, you know?
Yeah.
And they'll get over it. But, like, I'm not really going to actually date anyone. I'd just be going to be an idiot, just to be funny and see reactions.
Yeah.
See, that would get your confidence up to, like, be different people and just realize that, you know, who cares what they think? I think that's what it is like, I think men in general, like, they're too worried about what women think.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you were to go in and play different characters, it's like, who cares what they think? You're doing this for you.
Right.
You know? And then playing different characters with yourself. And then it's like, then you're never going to see them again. Who gives a shit? You know? Who cares?
You should start a training class.
I should.
For pickup artists.
I should.
Yeah.
I'd be really damn good at it.
You would.
Like I said, I was a player back in the day. I really was. Now I just want to like calm down and find a good person to chill with. But
yeah, but you can give men the woman's perspective, you know.
I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I relate to men in a lot of ways. I do. So I think it would be really easy to do. I should do something like that. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. See?
Oh, Sam.
Things
adding...
that make you go,
And adding something to the many things that I do already. Shit. Like, I need more things to do.
Yeah.
You know? Damn. Wouldn't be a bad idea, though. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I think I would scare most people away. You're like, this bitch is crazy.
Well, you know, I mean, it's good. You have confidence and you're able to go after the things you want. And I think a lot of people would envy that, you know. So
you only
live
once.
You should feel good about yourself. Yeah.
You only live once. But...
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Who tomorrow we're having? I'm really excited about. We're having Dr. Michael on, who is amazing. He's a dream studies expert, and he's just, I mean, he's really well known, and he has dream circles around LA area. I think he travels a lot and speaks and whatnot, but it's all about interpreting what your dreams are. And it's kind of like, it's interesting because I think I used to do this studying Freud back in the day, and it's like, okay, this means this, and this is sexual, and this is that, and this is, you know, but it's actually really cool because your dreams are a vision of you, and they're also intuition, your intuition and subconscious working. So I'm really excited to see what he has to say tomorrow. I think we'll learn a lot ourselves.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to say tonight.
Okay.
Tonight, go home. When you dream tonight, wake up and write down whatever it is. Try and remember, because that way we can tell him your dream tomorrow and he'll analyze it for you.
Well, I'm going to tell him about the dream that I always have. You know, I always have the same dream, you know, or similar. Yeah.
I have ones like that too, which are interesting. Yeah. But anyone out there that's listening, please tune in tomorrow. And tonight, go home, sleep. When you wake up in the middle of the night or whatever, write down your dream and then call us tomorrow. And Dr. Michael will sit here and he will evaluate you. So
Interpret
the dream.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Wednesday, you guys got to be here. We're going to have Debbie Allen, who's a famous dancer, choreographer, and she's got a couple causes that she's working on.
Awesome.
And she'll be here in the studio, so we're really excited about
that. She's coming in?
Yeah.
I might have an orgasm.
Really?
In studio.
Okay.
Let's just
hope they don't cancel on us last minute.
I'm just kidding.
But I think they'll be here.
Yeah. Because I'm a dancer, she's like an idol. She's amazing. It's a huge deal.
Wonderful. But, everybody, thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.